hello, good morning, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Kara Connor, and welcome to The Kara Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. And I'm here for you during this accelerated time of change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to call me, because this is a call-in show, but today I'm answering questions from you guys. You guys sent me in questions, and so I'm going to be answering the questions from the audience. But we do normally have a call-in show, and I will be back next week with live in person. So I do want to talk about some up-and-coming classes and events that have happened and are happening, and then we're going to get to your questions. How to Become More Intuitive. It's a class that we did in the beginning of March, and you can get that MP3. You could get the playback, and it's only $7. And if you have joined the series, it's only $5. And so very, very inexpensive. And this is where I explain what I call the five clairs: clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and how to tell what your top three portals are of intuition, the three doorways that are your strength. And so when we start working with our strength, it's like a muscle that you build. You start building on that muscle and building on that muscle, and it starts opening up the other clairs. And so we got deep into that. We also talked about how looking and seeing everything as energy, and energy maintenance and exercises are all how you open up your intuition. I've been public for 13 years now, and I've said since the beginning when people have asked me, how come you're so intuitive? How do you do what you do? Teach me what you do, what you do. And I always tell them that it's all about energy maintenance and being able to clear your energy field and have a nice, clear feeling, energy feeling. And at times, I know, especially years ago, people kind of thought I was holding back on secrets, and I'm really not. It's what I was taught years and years ago by my guides since I was a little girl, that the clearer we are, the more we could get information. It's just if you compare it to a radio station. If you have a lot of static, you get static information. And our biggest static, the human experience static, is a lot of mind chatter and emotion. So if you're involved in a lot of mind chatter and a lot of emotion and dramas and traumas, it's very hard for you to hear the intuitive information. So that's like how to be more intuitive. And again, it's only $7. We are in the middle of a series, and that is called The Survival Guide for 2012. And we just started the series last week, and on the 13th, so it's not too late to join. And if you join all three classes, it's only $33, and you get an extra gift toward the end. It's a surprise bonus gift that's worth $20. So it's actually, this class is like $12 or $13. I'm not very good with the math right on the top of my head, especially when I'm doing my intuitive things. So you can get the class, even though, again, it's we did the last one, the first class on the 13th. So tomorrow is the 20th, and Tuesday the 20th from 8 to 9 p.m., and then Tuesday the 27th from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you work until 5 o'clock, if you live on the West Coast or you're over in Europe, it's never too late. You listen to the MP3, you get the callback number, and you get the notes and the attunements and all the paperwork that comes with the class, so you don't miss anything. And one of the first things we realize when we start working with our intuition is that it doesn't matter that you're not here physically. We go beyond time. So the first class we talked about was open and activating your intuitive portals. And this is where I go deeper than the first class. I talk about what the ancients have known for eons, the shamans, the ancients, the teachers that have known for eons, and that they literally encoded this information within the earth, all around us, and it's all about how to tap into that ancient knowledge. We're going to talk about the different locations, or you having a roadmap. We talked about the DMT and the pineal gland and the sacred centers within your energy field, and then we activated them and we created grounding centers. We are opening up our telepathic and empathic communication, so you can do that too by getting that class. And tomorrow night we're going to talk about navigating pathways, and this is a real important class. And I've taken many, many classes with developing intuition, and even though I could see spirit, hear spirit, I still took classes for a long time. And I wish somebody gave me this one a long time ago. It's navigating through the different trajectories because things do come in certain trajectory, certain areas around our energy field, certain areas you want to direct your energy toward, and other areas you you want to be more mindful of because there's lower energies there. And so people have been able to identify the different trajectories, and I've been seeing the different trajectories. People that are recently departed, just for a real example, that are not in the light yet, they are on usually on the left side of your energy field, over on 45 degree right. And it's like the land of recent departed, or the Buddhists call it the Bardo area. So you don't want to get information from them, because, especially if they have not gone into the light. And so we're going to talk about those trajectories. We're going to talk about why, how, and what are these different dimensions about. And I call your energy field your air quotes passport. And it's your passport is your energy frequency. And your passport, your energy frequency, gets you into these different dimensions. We're multidimensional beings, and we are just understanding what that means. And the more you're open to bringing, connecting to these dimensions that have a higher frequency, higher energy, guess what that does? It raises your vibration. When you raise your vibration, it lowers that static, it lowers the, it opens up your intuition. So we discuss that, and then we do an attunement that opens up and connects you to the celestial doorways. And then in the third class, we're going to get reconnected with your divine nature. And so you've been given the roadmap to start doing, looking at the different trajectories and open up your intuition. And so we're going to talk about straddling the worlds, how to live your daily life, day in and day out, as in seeing, feeling, living as a multidimensional being, how to exist in the different universes at the same time. And so this is being very present, as when Jesus said, be in this world, but not of it. And so he meant way beyond, out of the chaos, out of duality, out of separation. He was talking about being, again, very present and have a physical experience on this beautiful earth that we exist in, but also not of being separate. So the more we're not separated and not influenced by the duality and separation and the illusion that we're separated from God, Source, Creator, the more everything in your life changes around. It cannot not. And so, and then we talk about the different celestial worlds, the sacred animal dimensions, the light beings, the geometric figures. And then we do an attunement that rotates you to, again, the celestial realm. So that class is on the 27th, Tuesday the 27th. So all of this, again, is 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you could join in. And if you discover this later on the website, it's never too late, again, for you to get the class, because all our classes, we have those playback numbers, but we also have MP3s of that. And, again, you get the class notes, the paperworks of the class. So if you find out about it a couple months from now and you saw that there's something that would be interesting to you, feel free to email us at union1111@yahoo.com. We also are offering the gatherings throughout the year. Those are on the website. I'm not going to talk about all the dates that are coming up. The next one is, though, these are Mini Light Stream Lives, March 23rd, and that's Friday night, and it's 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where every person gets a reading. Every single person, we limit the group until 8 people, and so everyone gets an in-depth reading. And if you're calling in on these readings, we will arrange the time that's good for you. So, again, if you're out in the East Coast, Central U.S., or over in the U.K. or anything, we will give you a time that is works with your time. And we have the gathering. The next gathering is April 6th. And so you could look, again, all of those, that information up. And I do tell you that a lot. I want to mention one thing about the money, the gold coin readings. Many, many people have received them. Many people want another one because they've noticed how much they are receiving money. I had this one woman email, and she said she's never won anything in her life, and now she's starting to win contests. And in the first contest that she won after getting the gold coin reading and working with the attunements, she was just so thrilled. And now the more she works with the tools that she was given, she's noticing she's finding more and more abundance. And so those are the gold coin readings. And what I do is I get really deep into what your blocks are, our core beliefs about money. And I'm going to tell you, 99.999% of us do not have an abundance an opening of money. We are blocked. We have our generational patterns. We also have our karmic patterns and experiences. And then we also are profoundly affected by deeply unconscious, subconscious patterns that are in the collective humanity. So we are wired to look at things through lack and scarcity. But this is where we're opening up and saying, wait a minute, that's part of this whole illusion thing. We live in abundance. We're an abundant person. So the gold coin talks about reading your maps, what's been blocking you, but it's not only talking about what's blocking you. We're literally clearing those blocks out when we're talking about that. And then I give attunements that are not given out freely. I give a lot of energy exercises out, but these are connected with the money gold coin readings. And then I encourage you to do those at least for 30 days. And sometimes with people I say to do it up to 60 days because it takes, science has shown that it takes at least 28 days to create a new neural pathway, which creates like a habit in our body, in our head. And so we could get, like, to put in our seatbelt on in a car. So it becomes natural, and that's what we want these attunements to be something that you're so used to, attuning and cleansing and clearing your energy. It's just like when you get out of bed and you take a shower and all that. And so I encourage people to do that, to work with these attunements, because, again, they're going to open up your ability to be able to bring abundance into your life. So those are the gold coin readings. You get a CD of those, you get the attunements, and you get the notes that I write from those. And those are only $40, as I said, and people are saying that they are absolutely life-changing and life-altering. And actually, we're going to set up a whole testimonial page with those because of the experiences that we're having. We're having people that the contest is just one thing. So I want to save some of the other stories with the testimonial stage, or I might even do a show on what we've heard, because we've had people that have won a lot of money or have received a lot of money or had inheritances come to them that were blocked up in courts for a lot of years. So, again, those are the gold coin readings, and they're very, very affordable, especially if you think that it opens up you to a lot of abundance. And so that's what we have coming on. And, again, I encourage you to sign up for the newsletter, and I don't bombard you with emails. I don't send your sell your email out. This is it gives you an update of the up-and-coming events. It also tells you about the different specials that we're having for the month. And speaking of specials, this month throughout March, we're having $25 off of the 20-minute, 30-minute remote readings and $50 off of the 45-hour readings. And so that's $50 off of the remote readings, those are the ones that you don't need an appointment, and the $25 off of the 20 and 30. And we don't talk about that a lot. We announce that during our newsletter, and so and I'll talk about it on radio shows. And so if you're connected, then you hear about those extra specials. And every month we do a different special. We change the specials around. So it's handy to be on that newsletter to save some extra money. So you're listening to The Kara Connor Show. We're going to go to our first break.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Welcome back. I'm here, and we have your questions. So I want to thank you all for questions, and I'm going to do this again. So if I ask for questions, and if you've listened to the show and you listen to the archives, every once in a while, I don't think it's going to be coming up for a couple months, but when I do a pre-taping of a show, instead of talking at you for an hour, I like sharing knowledge or whatever, check it in sometimes, but I figure this is a call-in show and you guys are used to calling in and asking questions, and so you can call in and, you could email me questions and we're going to have a file of those, and so you could email me now with the questions and I will put it on Facebook and I will announce it on the live shows when I'm going to be saying, like, next week is the questions from you guys, the audience. And so you get to know when your reading is read in particular. And actually, I'll ask Wendy to email you guys in particular to say, hey, you could catch the show. And if remember that we're all archived, so you could, if you don't listen to it, you could listen on the archives. So this is the first question we got. Hi, Carrie. I got it all. The man, the money, the health. I feel completely uninspired because What used to inspire me, it was poverty, loneliness, and unbalancedness. I am a writer, a healer, a teacher. I really don't have the spunk to do anything, .. Maybe it is because I gained 100 pounds in the last few years. Shoot, maybe I don't have the health. Thank you in advance. Huge fan of yours, Tanya Lynn. Tanya Lynn, a lot of people, I love it. When I first read it, I started laughing. I got it all. I got the man, the money, the health. But I don't feel inspired because of what used to inspire me was poverty, aloneness. And so that is a huge activator. People work with their money. I mean, they work with it as when they're hitting bottom, they go up, right? And so obviously when I look into your energy field, you have a lot of yellow and blues, right? And blues are the natural teacher, helper, healing you. The yellow is the creative writer, and that yellow also, when I look at it in the right side, it looks like it's getting a little dingy, especially when I go 2 to 4 feet, and so that's through the emotional body. And it is going right in the period where it's 45-degree right is an angle. And I want to say it again, 45-degree right, if you put your arm up on 45-degree right, wherever you turn, there's a celestial doorway or portal or the area there is where we connect to the celestial high-frequency energies and like to say, our angels and guides and stuff. In that area in particular, all around it, it looks like a cloud of this, like a dingier, paler yellow, kind of like a grayish yellow over in that area. And so what would that do? That would cause, and when I go above your head, and especially over your 8th chakra, 9th chakra, 10th, and 11th, those higher chakras, it looks like, again, a cloud over that an energetic cloud through the emotional body that causes the unmotivation, right? And so not being motivated enough. And then when you talked about, I really don't have a spunk, I want to do tell you that what people have noticed over the last 6 months, and I had this one host that's a radio host, I was talking things with her, and she was concerned because she said, Carrie, I don't have motivation. I'm putting off procrastination. I'm like, she's not saying she's sick and tired and she's in bed, but she's like saying, I really just don't. I'm doing delay tactics. I'm procrastinating. So part of what I look in your energy field, it has to do with that, again, those clouds. When we feel those clouds, when those clouds are in our energy field and it's literally over your emotional body, it's blocking you from feeling inspired, because where it is in your energy field, it's where it's the doorway to that higher frequency energy. So you plugged into it before, you are plugged into it, but that cloud through the emotional body is where you're going through this period right now where you're really being invited to release deep, deep-seated emotion issues that actually are on the back of the second chakra, because I just followed a two back down to them, and part of the root cause is right in the back of the second chakra. And remember, second chakra is all about finances, one-on-one relationships, sexuality, our creative center. It's our birthing center. And so the first thing you said was health, money, man. And so the weight was a huge clue for me, because you're very, very empathic, Tanya Lynn, and so empathic people are like psychic sponges. And so there's a part where you took in the energy, you motivated yourself, and again, you came into a place of balance. And then the especially when I look at your body and the right side, again, I said it was way pushed out. It's like when after you met the man, after you started writing and teaching, you kind of went, oh, and like I was like energetically collapsed into what looks like this futon. And then part of the your body, the left side of your past, your cellular memory through your emotional body is saying, when you said, oh, gosh, I have to write, I have to teach, part of your body saying, oh, no, Tanya Lynn, I don't want to get back in that place of having to push my body so that right side so much out in the forefront anymore, because it was exhausting, because I'm really watching that it really made your energy. It looks like you were going on empty, or a thermometer that really drops. And so your body really registered it as draining that life force. And so there's part of your cellular memory through your emotional body that contracts. And whenever I see anybody's tailbone contracted up and just rolled up, that's my symbol of cellular fight and flight that will also put on extra weight. And when somebody puts on 100 pounds in a couple years, that is a sign of that the body wants protection, and weight is a way that our wounded child, is what I call it, to have protection. So at first I'm seeing you sinking down, and again the sense of awe, I can finally relax. And when I follow your energetic tubes, we're going back to by the time you were 18 months old to 3.5 years old, you learn this pattern to push that right side of your body down and do stuff. And so you, when you achieve that, the success that you had, half of it has to do with not worthy. It goes into unworthiness, I'm not worthy, and having real deep seat of what I call right to life issues. And then all of that creates, again, those emotional clouds. And then the other part is the weight part goes to the body is really contracted and like holding things in place and saying, how about if the rug gets pulled out underneath me? I call it the deep fears of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And so when it comes in again to be motivated and do the writing and the healing and the teaching, there's a sense of I will be spread out. I don't want things that happened to me in the past. And it goes way beyond the man. It goes way beyond, again, the money and the health. It goes right down to your 18-month-old to 3.5-year-old child. So what do? You rebirth that 18-month to 3.5-year-old child. You give her grounding legs, because when I look at her body at 3.5, your body, I see your right leg. It looks like you almost have like an energetic foot drop. Your foot is dropping down, and your left leg looks very, very much shorter. It almost looks like it's cut off at the knee, and I wouldn't even be surprised if in a past life that you were literally had your leg cut off at the knee, amputated at the knee, and it wasn't that too far back in your incarnational experience. So it just adds extra cellular post-traumatic stress, because I'm seeing you literally transfigure into a male right now. And so what we're doing is stretching that left leg so it goes out and it meets and is even to the right leg. And we're also giving structure and support to the right leg. So it's like giving you an energetic It's like a safety net that has flexibility, so you could feel support, so you could feel a bounce. And as you do that, I just heard your whole body go, ah, and then you just opened up very, very wide. And so when people are contracting, we want that wideness. And so, and that wideness is not about gaining weight. This wideness actually helps you lose weight because your energy field is becoming your protection instead of the weight becoming your protection. So this is all about restructuring the lower chakras and making it balanced. So part of the biggest message is, as we're clearing out these energetic clouds through the emotional body, is realizing that everything, again, has to do with balance, and that you're learning to energetically feed yourself and clearing out those the part of yourself. By the time you're 3 years old, you said, I'll just do it. And there's a big thing of I'll show them. Any time in your life that anybody has said, you can't do it, and this is deeply goes back into your dad's side of the family, there's a big thing of, I'll show them. But then you have to ask yourself at some time, at the cost of my cellular tissue. So part of this is the cloud part is really releasing deep generational patterns that have to do with father, grandfather, males in your family. So it's that have profoundly affected the right side of your energy field. And so this is when we're, again, as we rebirth the Tanya Lind, we're taking the part of you that is reminding you of that whole holy part. And if you manifested things before, you can manifest things again. And you want to think of the energy coming in as pure, high test energy, where before you worked with your cellular tissue to get success. Because when I look into the left side of your adrenal looks very, very flat. The left one does. It looks deflated, and the right one looks expanded and very much exaggerated. So that shows me, again, that part of the success was at the cost of the physical body. And also when I go into the thyroid, I'm seeing this hand that's in the back of it that's squeezing it. And so you're definitely having endocrine issues here. And so I'd look to encourage you to look for endocrine support. Go to endocrinologist or somebody that knows what they're doing to or a naturopath that works, has a specialty in the endocrinology. And I also want to say again that you're very, very empathic, Tanya Lind, and people that are empathic, I've noticed over the last couple of years, their thyroids and their endocrine system is really going through this readjustment period, especially as the higher frequency energies are going down. Our endocrine system, our thyroid, that tiny little gland is the biggest motor in our body, and when it goes off, it throws off our whole body. So this is a real great time for you to embrace yourself, to rebirth yourself. It's getting to be springtime. The clocks just went back, and so this is really reminding yourself whenever the little tiny wants to say, oh, my God, if I go out, I'm going to get drained. It's like you're saying, nope, that was then. I'm closing the book. I'm just writing a new script for myself, and this script I'm going to bring much more balance, and that will clear those energetic clouds away. Bottom line, you're clearing out a lot of cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with deep worthy issues and self-worth, and there's almost like the thing of the saying is that we're afraid of success, that we're more afraid of success than we are failure. So you had the success, and then there's like a theme of survivor guilt too. So all of those are, again, patterns that are within your own karmic thing. Part of it's past life and part of it's generational patterns. But this is a perfect time to clear those out and recognizing them. And the first way and best way you clear those out is by, again, taking accountability, responsibility, and recognize them. And you will absolutely be noticing a huge energy shift within yourself. Okay, we are going to our next break. And thank you, Tanya Lind, for writing in. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a short few minutes.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Gladrags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Gladrags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back, and today we're reading questions from the audience, and so we're going to Carolyn, and the Carolyn's from Minnesota, and she writes, you speak of tubes and balls many times in your readings and throughout many of your broadcasts. What are tubes and balls? Carolyn, tubes and balls are the way I see, ever since I was little, I saw around the physical body, energy, like a, think of an egg, not literally an egg. The shamans call it a luminous body. It's called the luminous field. It's called energy field. And the way I see it is that it has a lot of tubes into it, and the tubes are pathways. It's just like our, if you were to have acupuncture, they follow meridians, and the meridians go to different organs. And so when I'm following it, when I'm talking about a tube, I'm seeing it as a pathway. It's a roadway. It's a pathway, literally. And so I could see the tubes literally through the physical body or through the energy body. And so it's a pathway, a roadway. And what the ball does, it brings me information. So I could go into the what looks like a ball, but it could be the event. So when I travel down into a tube that's all crooked, I'm getting information. So when I enter the ball, it looks like a video clip, and the video clip is giving me information as far as what's going on here, what's the block, what's the story, what's the stored pain in or mental programming that's blocking this tube. Why is this tube crooked? So the ball, again, is when I go inside of them or look inside of them, they very much so look like video clips to me, or I'll see sometimes several video clips going on where I could watch several reasons of why, again, this tube was all crooked. So when I speak of tubes and balls, we want our energy field, and there's much more than tubes and balls. There are all different energy signatures, but you could just keep it. I like to keep things simple because as we become more and more aware that we're energy beings and people are starting to wake up to it and that there's a lot of information out there, sometimes it could get very, very confusing. And I like the old saying, keep it simple, silly, because my guides taught me when I was very, very young that it doesn't have to be confusing. And actually, when things sound very confusing, my guides taught me to be suspicious of it, because a lot of times, like when a hide guide comes in from the green mountain of Salazly, La La Land, and that they're saying that, you know, you're the healer of the world, they just encourage me to check the person's acidic credentials, because this is where simple. So simply, tubes are a way that we communicate. They're pathways. They're literally how we run energy. It's how we connect to each other. And in another broader sense, the tubes are how we're all interconnected. So we all heard that we are part of God's Source Creator. So part of the tubes are how we are connected to God's Source Creator's energy. Another tube is how we're all interconnected. And another tube is our own personal and our own personal energy fields, how we communicate, how our energy runs. And again, the balls are the experiences, are the information. There's, as I say, I'm changing the word balls a lot to packets. There's trillions of packets of information in the energy field, and so that's what those balls are. They're packets of information. And so just like we have trillions of cells, just think of that old saying, as above, so below. We're getting into as inside of ourselves, the trillions of cells in our body, all around us, there's trillions of packets of information. So those are, again, the balls, and the pathways would be if you looked inside of our body, you could call those the veins and the arteries. And so there literally is a beautiful mirror image that goes on throughout eternity, throughout the universe, that that mirrors, gives us a lot of information. So the tubes are the pathways and the balls are the experiences, simply put, or the events that are going on. So thank you very much for asking that. So we're going to move along to Yvette from New York, and she is asked about guides and angels. She says, what's the difference between angels, according to Angel Michael, and my own angels? Are they one and the same? Can you have ascended masters for angels? What I see is that when we come in, we have our own guides that we come in with. And some people say we have three guides, five guides, 10 guides. Everyone, like, different people could say different numbers. In my experience, I see that we could come in with a team that works with us that looks to me like three, anywhere from three to five to seven. But I don't like to put things as rigid as it's absolutely three and that's all there is to it. There's absolutely seven, there's all the way it is to it. Because I've seen where people have a guide change, where they have worked and developed and evolved into where they're supposed to evolve in this lifetime, and then all of a sudden it looks like different guides are stepping in, like a teacher guide is coming in, and it looks like the guide that's, let's say, on their team that they came down here when they were born, it looks like they take a step back, and so they are allowing these other guides come in. And so can somebody's guide be Archangel Michael, and to have them as your team? Absolutely. You could call in the guides, Archangel Michael, as a support team. But I see him as more of a universal guide, meaning that he's the archangels are connected to all of us. Like, think of a tube that we were just talking about, that we all have a connection to different angels and guides, and that some of them we could resonate with more. Many healers, when I look in their energy field, they don't even have to tell me they're a healer. I'll see Raphael in different colors that are connected with Raphael and signatures that are connected with Raphael in and around that person's energy field, and sure enough, they're a healer. I'll see a Michael when somebody either looks was looking for protection, so they could have been abused when they were younger, or that they had a lot of fear in their life, or that they're policemen and that they are guards at a prison, or that they're in some place as security guard or whatever, and you see Archangel Michael around them. And so they, and Archangel Michael is known as the universal angel for protection, right? And so when we keep it simple, again, as far as with the angels, absolutely, we could call on the angels. I was taught that you could, there's never too many. They don't get mad if you call on them. Let's just say that. Some people say, oh, I don't want to bother them with this. Every single time you're opening up the communication to your angels and your guides, you're opening up a tube, and that the more we have that pathway, that information going back and forth, the more it clears us, the more it balances us, the more it heals us, the more we feel, see, sense their support. And especially when you go in there, not as like your angels and guides are your Santa Claus, so you say, hey, guides, I want this. I want the house, I want the boyfriend, I want the money, and I want the winning lottery tickets. That we really want to have what the shamans teach as Aini. We want to have an attitude of gratitude. We want to be thankful. We want to call in the guides and angels, but really be grateful. And again, say, remember our pleases and thank yous. And that's just being polite. And they're not going to kick you out of the Garden of Eden if you don't remember to say it. But we really do want to get into that attitude of gratitude. It's Aini. So we give, give thankfulness for them coming in. We thank them for continually guiding us and teaching us, and that, again, opens our communication. So you can see that you have the team that comes in with you that is connected with you with birth. You definitely can have more join you, or you could have some come in for a while, then it looks like they leave. And but when it comes down to it, and I ask this one-to-one teacher, especially when I've heard that some people say you only have three guides, you only have seven, I've seen it when I looked behind people where it looked like they had thousands and thousands of guides. And so, and it's not only, I don't only see that once in a while, I'll see that quite a bit. And what I know about the person is that they're very much connected to their team, their soul group. They're connecting to the higher selves of people that they could be around and be in their everyday life. It could be their aunt, their essence, the angel part of their grandmother. And so I always like to, again, as I said earlier, keep things on a simpler level. My guides have taught me, just call us. And a lot of times say, what is my guide's names? And they said, don't care about what our names are. We go way beyond names. That's the human part of us that wants to make things human. And when we get into our guides and we get into the angels, there's nothing human about them, to be honest. It's an energetic pattern. They're energy beings. And so, but they understand that we are, our human part of us wants to call, have names and be able to identify. So you can certainly call and name your guides, and that helps with sometimes with connection. But if you can't hear a name, don't get caught on it. And I always like to remind people, John Edwards, the famous psychic, calls his guides the boys. I call mine the council, the team. I call my lady since I saw the blue lady. I saw her since I was a little girl, and I called her the blue lady. And so they don't get hung up again on names. Their biggest thing is saying, hey, calling us. That's that would be the greatest thing for you to do, because it makes our life easier when we call in on their essence. And a lot of times they're our biggest guide, and this sometimes can be difficult for people to swallow or handle, is an aspect of us that's our higher self. And so people can see this guide, they can name it, they can sense it, and it's actually a part of them. It's like their angel self. And so especially throughout the year 2012, my guides, my higher self has been really encouraging people to feel, see, sense. We've heard the saying that we're all angels having a human experience, and I know I've said this on many broadcasts, that when I look into people's energy fields, they hold that angel aspect of them way out of their energy field. Imagine like a helium balloon that's way up next to, in the high in the sky, and that it's way out of the 3 feet around us. We want to think the 3 feet around us is when we're consolidating our energy and making it nice and firm. And so when somebody's holding something way out, I know that they're, whatever their pattern is, it's like their higher self is living beyond the veil that separates us from our guides, our guidance, and the angels in the celestial worlds. And so we want to pierce that veil, and by feeling, seeing, sensing your higher self in your physical body, because your higher self is in your physical body. You have a divine spark of divinity. We're all made in the image of God, God source creator, and so that means even in our physical body there's that divine essence. And so the more we start going deeper within our and make that sacred connection deep within ourselves, and even see your whole physical body expanding with that godlike energy, and that you are connected to the God source creator energy within yourself, the more you will absolutely recognize it, see it, sense it, and feel it. And you will, it goes back into the whole thing of just calling on us, and that's what's so important. So we want to call on our guides, our teachers, our helpers, and our healers. And so we're going to go to our last break of the day. You're listening to the Carrie Conner Show. Be back in a few.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net, or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Wouldn't it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and we're listening to questions from the audience. And so this is from you, and I appreciate your sending your questions in. And I do want to say again, if you didn't get your questions read, I also do, I started to do this on World Puja. I do a radio show on the first and third Wednesday of the month on World Puja. That's P-U-J-A, and that's... In the first show, I give, it's an energy reading of the how it's individuals, how the world's going to affect it. It's like an energetic forecast of the month and what to expect through the month, the lumps and the bumps and all that stuff. And I read it on the earth level. I read it on a universal level and how it affects you personally. Then I've been guided to the third month of the year. I'm going to go to questions. And so, again, a lot of people are waking up. A lot of people are having questions. And so... as I'm listening to my guidance, and I'm going to open up for questions. So you could also email your questions at worldpuja.com or email union1111@yahoo.com, but you can listen to the answers at World Puja. And if your questions do get picked, I will have Wendy, God bless her, email you to let you know when your question is going to be read. And so we will do that as long as it doesn't overwhelm Wendy. So we're going back to the questions here. Dear Carrie, would greatly appreciate any insight you could give me about this overwhelming fear that takes over me whenever I am in a car. Sometimes it's so bad I have to close my eyes until I can start breathing and start relaxing with myself, and I can't drive and I have to get out. Please help. And this is from Mickey in Florida. When I looked into your energy field, what I'm seeing is a deep, deep-seated fear. Some people can have, the first thing that it looks is like this great big wave that's in the right side of your energy field. And whenever I see that, that means to me past life influences is one of my symbols. And so when we go away in the past life, cars haven't been invented for that long. But what I'm seeing you is in a boat, and that you were in a ship many times, and that you've traveled and you had high hopes. And just think of the Titanic, and but I'm seeing it more as going to a new land, like coming to the States from the UK. And I don't mean that you necessarily were part of the Mayflower, but I am seeing that you came over as a forerunner and not far, very far from the Mayflower people. And so what you did experience, though, is that you didn't make it. You died in that boat. And I'm also seeing that you were a mom and you had kids and you were all connected to high hopes and new beginnings, and there was a forerunner energy, and you were brave. You were part of one of the first women groups and children that volunteered to go over there. And so there was a real forerunner, frontier, pioneering energy within yourself. And you also fought with many family members. I'm seeing you arguing with your father, like, I have to go, I have to go. And I'm also seeing your mother had a horrible intuitive feeling that something was going to go wrong. And so, and I do see that when you're, by the time you didn't make it is what it is. And it started out with more than scurvy, it was disease. I'm seeing it look like it starts at food poisoning, because I'm seeing everyone vomiting, getting very, very sick. I'm watching you have a child's diet in your arms. And then I'm seeing that you're... that you really had this huge thing of you crossing over, because it was like I'm watching you look back and say, my parents were right. And so there was a real sense of first guilt of losing the child. But the overwhelming feeling is when you get in the car, what's interesting, and I see this happen before, is that you're at the same age. You didn't give your age, But I know you're the exact same age that then when this happened, and I'm seeing 27 years old. And so when people hit a certain age in a lifetime that they had trauma in a past life, it could profoundly, profoundly, profoundly affect where all of a sudden they could have fears that they never had before. And so it's like a life trauma is coming up to be healed. And so when you recognize this is part of a pattern that's up to be healed and that you want to work with it to heal, think of that's your way ahead of the way to heal it. Your way, you're taking a giant step to identify it and to get what I call get the root out to heal to heal that issue. So that's a wonderful thing for you to think about. And as you work with it, Mickey, it's going to be something that's not going to you're not going to be able to not drive for the rest of your life, because I'm already saying seeing your energy field starting to dissipate and just starting to clear it out. It's like part of the memory, again, one to say you experienced a humongous trauma. And I also notice this when it's not too far back in your incarnational experience. And so I'm looking at this is probably your past life. And so I've seen this happen before where people have came back and they went over one of my very closest friends. I know that she was in a Jewish concentration camp, and I've seen it in her energy field. Other people have, and I know that she died in that, and she was a musician, and that she's a musician in this life, and I could see different things happening that was similar to this life, to each lifetime. And so when we haven't had it many, many years of rest in between, there's just it looks like a form where we could just tap into that life more. It's like we don't have this, a lot of times when we come down here on this earth plane, we take this like symbolic amnesia and we forget our other experiences and we forget who we are. We forget that we're made in the image of God and we forget that we're all God pieces and we forget our divineness and all the experiences that we had, because it'd be the human experience would be too overwhelming at that time. But now as we get back into balance and now as we really ground ourselves, we are open up those portals and doorways, and we could really start connecting to those parts and aspects of ourself. And it's not to go relive the trauma again. What this is all about, Mickey, is for you to reclaim your pioneering energy. It's for you to reclaim that you had forerunner and have forerunner energy, that you are ahead of your times. And so I would encourage you, as you're healing with this issue, is think of what in my life am I want to think of your car and driving your car is where in my life do I feel out of control that I'm not in the driver's seat. And I'm going to give you a little hint. It has to do with your relationship, and especially with the male that's in your life, and especially your husband. And then it goes back to father and father patterns, because I'm seeing it, watching it literally in your energy field. You have this great big puffed up male energy that is standing in a door, and you're trying to get around the door, which means look at where a male in your life can be blocking you from moving ahead. And then it feels like you don't have any, again, that you're not in a driver's seat with your own life force. You're not directing your own life force, and especially I'm seeing passion and excitement. So you're looking like you're symbolically, energetically pregnant. You're all excited, and I'm seeing people stop. And I also feel this has a lot to do with the spiritual nature. And this is a common thing when one partner is getting into the spiritual life, the other person could be very analytical, because when I'm looking at your husband's energy field, he has a lot of square blocks around him, so he could be very left-brained and is scientific and just has prove it to me. And so when you start doing more of the mystical stuff and the magical stuff, he's feeling the changes within you, and part of him is saying you got to stay. And so that goes back to part of this pioneering energy, literally. So you came in here as a pioneering energy. You came in here as an old soul. And so the part of it is symbolic. When you get in the car, you don't feel like you can drive your life force, and it feels so important to you. It feels almost like a life and death situation, because you're giving birth to yourself. And so imagine symbolically that you're giving birth to yourself, and you have the head out of the baby, and you can't push the shoulders out, and somebody's saying, Mickey, don't push. You can't push, Michelle, because it's not, I'm saying that it's not. I'm telling you when you can push or not. And so that would sound ridiculous, and we'd say, I have to push, this baby has to come out. You're feeling that same kind of angst and anxiety is what your body's showing me. So then it's going to go back into your life, and any time when anything represented a car. So a boat could be the car, and then there was trauma. So you could look at this where the shamans would call it a great opportunity for soul retrieval, Mickey, Michelle. And And what you could do, Michelle, is just say, okay, I'm taking, looking in my life, and again, have an accountability responsibility that this is my life force and how I direct it. I'm directing it with every thought, word, and deed. So how I direct it, I'm not getting into any power plays with anybody, because when I see arm wrestling, that means you could have been in the past where you guys go kind of toe to toe or do power plays, that you're tired of that. I could see it in your body. You're tired. You don't want to. There's a part of you that's holding up this SOS surrender flag. So you're surrendering to doing old techniques and old dynamics within the partnership, and now you're ready to start new things and then start by being the example, meaning having building up yourself from the inside out, and also speaking to him on terms that are non-intimidating, because the bottom line, he's afraid you're going to leave him and find somebody else. And I'm sure he probably said it to you, because I'm seeing my husband's face or ex-husband's over your husband's face with an equal sign, and that means that same things happen with you. So it's the picture says a thousand words kind of message. And so, and that did happen. My husband said that the more and more I did other classes, the more and more I was going public, the more and more he said, you're going to leave me for somebody else. And our marriage ended because he told me to stop, that was it, that I can't do anymore, that first I'm stopping there, that I agreed to be a housewife, and that was it. And that's what caused the biggest issues. It was not about anybody else. And so I'm encouraging you to see how that is playing out in your life. And again, this is about rebirthing, and continue to rebirth, because you're showing him through an example that he doesn't have to go to the awful awfuls, and that it means that you're leaving him, that we can grow and expand together. So I want to thank all of you for writing in, and I will be back live next week, and we'll be taking your questions, and you'll listen to the Cara O'Connor Show. May you align with the divine.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Terry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net.
That's www.tapyourpower.net.